Well, once again, welcome to Hunter Logan Unmiked. This is episode number 4 of season 3. And I think this episode we're going to finish up with 2017. Now, this one starts off with a visit from my buddy Jeff Bates. Now, you might remember Jeff Bates from Slow Kisses, that song that was on the radio, that I would meet Jeff Bates. Because I knew the song from when it came out. And when that song came out, I was, let's see, this was back in the 90s. And back in the 90s, I was living in Lafitte, Louisiana. And I was still playing full-time music. I think I had about 6 club gigs, doing house gigs. Well, at the time, I was playing about 8 times a week. See if I can recall this. I had 4 different PAs set up at 4 different clubs. So I would play a regular Monday night gig, a regular Tuesday night gig, a regular Wednesday night gig, a regular Thursday night gig. And then I'd play Friday and Saturday night. And then I would play Friday and Saturday night late from like 1 to 4 in the morning. So I'd get off at 1. No, I'd play 9 to 1 on Friday and Saturdays at a club. And then I would go to a late night club 2 to 4. 2 to 5, I'm sorry. I'd play 2 to 5 in the morning. Yeah, that's what it was, 2 to 5. Whew, man, that was something. And then I'd play Sunday afternoons. Sometimes twice on Sundays, depending. So I was gigging, like I had a lot of house gigs there in New Orleans. But I was living in Lafitte, which is outside of New Orleans. And that's when I first heard the song Slow Kisses. So I'm like, man, that dude sounds a lot like Conway Twitty. So I loved the song. Jeff Bates knew the name. Well, let's fast forward to 2017 now. I have met him through the ICMs because he is now working with Inspirational Country Music Association. And he's a nice guy. He really is. So I'm thinking, man, this is pretty cool. Here's a guy that I've heard on the radio that I knew his music, and now I'm meeting him in person. It's just like another one of those moments. It just was really cool for me as a musician guy. So we're able to get him to come down to the station and host the morning show. I have the newspaper down here to do an article for him being here, much like I did with T. Graham Brown when he was here. And the show goes great. He has a great testimony. He really does. And it was just a great show, great visit, and we become good friends through that. And now every time he sees me, he'll come up to me and hug me. Hey, Hunter. He's just you can't help but like the guy. You really can't. And I do. And it was just too cool having him here at the station. It was just really neat. And it's neat being able to say that, hey, Jeff Bates is my friend. I ain't ashamed to admit that. After having Jeff Bates host the morning show, then it was on to Woodville, Texas, for another Friends of HLE in Woodville. Now, this was at the new Church in the Country, which is a state-of-the-art facility. They have a great sound system. They have a great auditorium, a great sound system, video production. I mean, just top-notch. And this time, Branded was going to be there, The Arenos, Shelly Wilson, and Crossfire Gospel Band. And again, this was to help raise money for HLE Radio. This would be the second one that would be done for Friends of HLE. Remember, the first one was there in Columbia, Tennessee. So everybody's gathering. Folks come out. And this was a great time. Again, just really cool to have artists gather on behalf of HLE Radio. I want a sidebar here for a minute. I miss the Crossfire Gospel Band. Those guys are brothers of mine. Now, they're no longer together. And they're all great guys. Still all Christian brothers. There was no bad blood where they broke up, and it wasn't a bad breakup. It was amicable. I think that's the right word. Different directions. It was first season. But during that season, gained some great brothers through that. And actually, they're the ones who gave me my first job as a bass player, believe it or not. And through that, people thought I was a bass player. And that's how I got picked up playing bass for other groups. First time I ever played bass for a band was with Crossfire Gospel Band. And then people seen that and say, oh, we'll get Hunter to play. To be quite honest with you, I'd never played bass for a band in my life. Most people don't know that. I'm really a guitar player. Well, a lead guitar player. I'm learning to play acoustic now. But I'm always going to be grateful to those guys. I spent a lot of time with those folks. I love them dearly. I still stay in contact with them individually. Not to the degree that we used to when they were all together. But we still keep up with each other. They're all doing well. But those are some great men. I just want to say that. And all the artists that have helped HLE Radio, great folks. I can't say enough about that. Artists who have gotten behind HLE Radio to help us. Everyone that has helped us. Even the ones that aren't together anymore. Even the ones that have passed, sadly. Just great folks. Really great folks. And these folks, again, for the Friends of HLE, Brandon, the Arenos, Shelly Wilson, Crossfire Guys, they all gave their time. I mean, they did this on their own time. They just gave their time freely to try to help out the radio station. But to be quite honest with you, we still need help. But that's another subject for another day. But the Friends of HLE in Woodville, man, couldn't have went no better. The music, the sound was phenomenal. Everybody had a great time. It was well received. We got to tell folks about HLE Radio. And a great friendship was made, not only with the church, but with the people there. And then I would be back several times within the following year to do things with that church and to bring artists into that church to introduce them to some more Christian country artists, which benefited the artist. And you'll hear more about that in some other podcasts. Now we're getting towards the end of the year and it was time to travel. Now the ICM Talent Showdown is coming up. And we were broadcasting that live in Nashville. And this year, Brian usually goes with me, but he wasn't able to make it this time. So I asked my buddy Steve Robertson. I said, Steve, man, would you like to go with me? Can you go? Can you take off and go? I could use your help. Because what we're going to do this time is we're going to interview all the contestants. And we're going to do that the day of the live broadcast. And then we'll broadcast live. He said, yeah, man, that'd be fun. I said, well, it'd be even better if you could do the interviewing. That way I don't have to do it all. He said, yeah, man, that'd be cool. See, Steve's an old radio pro. Steve's been doing radio longer than I have, if you want to know the truth. He's actually better at it than I am. Actually, there's a lot of people better at it than I am. I just pretend to be a radio person. Actually, I'm just being obedient and doing what God said to do. But anyway, this would be a trip that me and Steve would make together. And this would be the first time that we would be together, and we would get to spend some time together and get to know each other. Plus, we would host the morning show together, which was going to be fun. We'd never done that before. And we're going to do some songwriting. I think we started on something, never finished it. Although we did finish a song later, wasn't that particular song. I'll tell you about that one in another episode. We're not quite there yet. But anyway, we get to Nashville, to the ICM, and to the talent showdown. We set up. You got the Mevo now. Now, the Mevo. Oh, the Mevo. That is a love-hate relationship that turned into just a hate relationship. That thing, by the time we were done, that's just the devil. Mevo is another word for the devil. I don't know. I know the E stands for evil in it. I don't know what the other letters stand for yet. V probably stands for vex. I don't know. It's just, me and the Mevo don't get along. Let me just put it that way. But we made it work. And we were able to do the interviews. And it was nice getting to know the contestants. And I believe that was the year Steve Bridgman won. It was also the year that we met Jenna Faith, which those two would go on and have some success with some Christian country stuff. So while we're broadcasting the ICM showdown in Nashville, I had some other folks come out, got to see some folks, got to meet Cody McCarver, got to see Isaac Cole, hadn't seen him in a while. It was good to see those folks. Even with the Mevo, the Nashville ICM Talent Showdown turned out great. But in Nashville, you never know what's going to happen. You just got to be ready. Because me and Steve are checking out the hotel. It's Sunday. We're going to be checking out the hotel, getting ready to go our separate ways. And then I get a phone call. And it's Mary, TK's mom. She says, "Hey, y'all left town yet?" I said, "No." She said, "We're here at the Opry," and I forget what the event was. It was some kind of singing. And she said, "I'll leave you some media passes for HLE if you want to come." I said, "Yeah, that'd be great." Steve had never been backstage at the Opry before. Now, I've been a couple of times already. So I said, "Steve, you want to go?" He says, "Yeah, man, I've never got to be backstage at the Opry." I said, "Well, okay, well, let's go. Plus, it'd be good to do a few interviews and represent HLE Radio." Well, we get there, check in and everything, and there's my buddy, Melanie Walker. Hadn't seen her since Florida, since the HTO thing we did back in 2014, I think, or 2014. And it was great to see her. And she was doing interviews for Sunday Morning Country, I think it is. And she interviewed me. And then that's how we set up to do the Sunday Morning Country Coming Down thing for the following June. And then I got to see my friends, Nikki Headley, Chip Headley. Hadn't seen them in a while. Then I meet Earlene Mandrell. Never got to meet her. Watched her on TV growing up, but never met her in person. What a sweet lady. And I'm seeing some other friends of mine that I hadn't seen in a while. Nashville is a cool place. I always say this, and I've always said this. Nashville is a wonderful place if you go and visit, or if you work there. If you're going there, it's a dream killer. I always said what I love most about Nashville is seeing it in my rearview mirror. Now, I've worked in Nashville before. I worked at the Nashville Palace. I've sang there. Some people don't even know that. But I sang there for a while. I sang at the Nashville Palace. Never had delusions of grandeur. Knew it wasn't going to go any further than that. And you can't make a living doing that either. That's why I took off and went back to the bars. So I was making more money in the bars singing than I was being up in Nashville. Anyway, that's a whole nother story too. It takes a lot of drive and determination to crack that nut up there in Nashville. Especially these days. But that's just my take on it. That's my little slide of it. I always say, you know what I love about Nashville? Seeing it in my rearview mirror. I love going to Nashville. Don't get me wrong. Nashville is a great place to visit. For me. Because every time I go, something good happens. Like that. You know, I go there, you expect something. You never know what's going to happen. The one time I went, I got to go backstage, T. Graham Brown's guest. And that time's backstage at the Opry. I got more things coming up where I'm backstage at the Opry as a guest. It just, stuff happens. Or you run in, you meet people. It's a magical town when you ain't working in it or living in it. That's just my opinion. Of course, lately, man, I don't know how magical any town is. I don't want to get too far off in that stuff either. But we were there, and Steve got to see the Opry backstage. And I was glad for that, because he had never been. And he enjoyed that. And I enjoyed him seeing it. And I enjoyed seeing some old friends and making some new ones. And then we would be going back for the Sunday morning country back in June of next year to broadcast live for that. And I'm sure I'll mention that in a podcast coming up too. Well, that concludes the year 2017, believe it or not. So when we start out on the next one, we'll be starting out 2018. Man, we're getting closer and closer to catching up in real time, which is what I'm excited about. I want to get to real time. But that's going to be it for now. Check us out on the morning show, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, hleradio.com. You can download the app. It's free. Or we're on the web. Any questions, comments for me, hit me up, hunter@hleradio.com. I'm on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at hleradio. Twitter, HLE Radio. Facebook, Hunter Logan, or HLE Radio. I got an unmiked page, though, on Facebook. You can check that out, too. I should do a better job with it, really. Hey, remember, Duke, 28-2. Love you. Till next time. See ya.